morning. My guest this morning is Karen Gardner from Food for Thought. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Well, we are looking at a sort of an historic event, really. This is the Calabash Festival, the 15th annual. Talk about the festival and what people will see who are going to go but aren't familiar with it.
Sure. Well, if you've never been to Calabash, it really is quite an event. It's all based around gourds, the plant. So we have an auction, an art auction that's all gourd art. We have music that's played on traditional instruments made of gourds.
Great.
The decorations are all gourds. We also have wonderful food and fabulous wine. And it really is just a wacky and fun and wonderful event for a great cause. And we're actually really proud. We just won Best Nonprofit Fundraiser by Readers of the North Bay Bohemian for the third year in a row.
Excellent. That's great. So there's going to be a silent auction as well of gourd art. And I can vouch for the fact that some of it is really exceptional.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have over 100 pieces of gourd art. And then new this year, we'll actually add book art. So we're really happy to have some really wonderful, unique local art in addition to gourds, which are, you know, really the mainstay of this event.
So I noticed that there's going to be tours of Food for Thought's organic garden.
That's right. The whole event is set in and around our organic community garden, which we've had at our food bank since 1999. It's really a terrific garden. It's managed by Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, and it provides a lot of food for our food bank clients and also a really wonderful community garden. So if you've never been by, whether you can make it to Calabash or not, I'd encourage you to stop by. It's really a special garden.
Well, talk a little bit about Food for Thought and exactly what you do.
Sure. Well, for 26 years, Food for Thought has been a food bank for folks with HIV and AIDS. And this year, we're actually expanding our services to include folks with other additional critical illnesses who are also at risk of malnutrition. So for people with HIV and now with other critical illnesses, we provide really comprehensive nutrition services. So we give out groceries, prepared meals, vitamins and supplements, a congregate lunch where people can come and eat a hot soup lunch 3 days a week. And we also provide nutritional counseling, both in one-on-one and group settings.
Wow, that suddenly becomes a very, very complicated institution, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we're serving more clients than ever, over 700 clients. And these are folks, men, women, and children all over Sonoma County who are very ill and really need our help.
700 people you serve in all the time.
That's right. And we provide groceries every week, hot meals 3 days a week. So this is really an intensive service that we provide.
Well, I think it's fascinating that I imagine one of the reasons that you were given that award for Best Fundraiser is because I can't think of too many other organizations like Food for Thought that actually helps people to eat every day, but actually raises a portion of the food that they are serving to their clients.
Yeah, that's right. That's one thing that I really love about Food for Thought is how we link the garden to our services. So between getting produce from our garden, giving it out to our clients, to offering our clients opportunities to volunteer and spend time in the garden. It's really a wonderful link. And, you know, food heals, but I think also the garden has the power to heal as well.
That's great. Karen, thank you very much for coming in. As always, we love to see Food for Thought here and find it particularly exciting when it gets to that time of the year where the Calabash Festival is. And let's tell people once again that this is the 15th Annual Calabash Festival, a celebration of gourds, art, and the garden. It's Sunday, October 4th, 2015, at the Food for Thought Food Bank, which is 6550 Railroad Avenue in downtown Forestville. For information, a telephone number, 887-1647, online, fftfoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.